when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious, wonderful Blood River Radio family members out there. Talk to a precious Blood River Radio family member today, Old Biscuit. We said 100 times, without Old Biscuit, people like him, without Old Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone AZ, who was up close and personal with the VC in the Vietnam, and he has the Purple Heart to prove it. He is a combat brother. Very proud to know those guys. Also, we make a shout out to Pam and Dennis in Virginia and Frank White up north of the Mason-Dixon line and Jim in Washington State and all you other precious people out there. I'd like to thank you so much. And, you know, also, I just mailed a gift to one of our people. I'm not even going to say who it was. He's very fond of very dear to my heart. Hopefully, he'll get it in the next couple of days. But anyway, people, you're listening to Blood River Radio. We're proudly syndicated nationwide all over creation by Liberty News Radio with Sam Bushman, his crew, wonderful crew. We have a little Miss Teenage America running the board. She does a great job, a.k.a. Miss Lizzie. And you're listening to, like I said, Blood River Radio. And just in case you, let me look at the calendar. Today is Saturday, the 17th of August in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Almighty God. There is no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ, folks. That's it. The secret to getting into heaven, the secret to getting out of this world is Jesus Christ plus nothing. Jesus Christ nothing plus nothing. Get you a Bible, get you a Holy Bible, King James, and read that sucker. And it can help you out there. Anyway, speaking of King James Bible and Jesus Christ, we always go to a prayer on Blood River Radio before we do anything. So people, if you will, just bow your heads. Even if you're not a Christian, just do it out of a. I would do it for respect. Respect you people. So if you will, bow your heads. Almighty Father, thank you so much for getting me in here at the studio today, safe and sound after all the tribulations I went through today. Thank you so much for having my family back home. They're well there in Washington State, coming back from Alaska. Thank you so much for continuing to guide me, to give me wisdom and discernment and courage. And that goes for all the members on Blood River Radio. We have no chiefs on Blood River. We have a bunch of teammates here. But if you would, Lord, please protect everybody that's associated with Blood River Radio. And Lord, you know, the Satan is out there working overtime, full blast. I think he's as strong now. He's stronger now than he's ever been in my lifetime, and I'm pretty old. It's coming to a head real quickly, Lord. It's gonna be bad, but you already know all that. Anyway, Lord, I'd like to ask you to continue to look after the Blood River. Continue to let us never cease to ride to the sound of the gunfire. I ask all that in Jesus' name. Amen. And speaking, okay, we have the donor. We have a donor this week, Steve from Baltimore. And he also sent a letter. Some of it I can read, some of it can't, but he was really enthralled by our guest last week on Third Hour. He's crazy about Miss K. Rubicek. I don't blame him. He said that she said she came on. I'm just going to read some of this. He said, it's been a while. Delays don't always mean denials. The lady last Saturday passed on talking about communism was so good. That lady was Kay Rubicek, excuse me. And you mentioned Beneath Sheep's Clothing. Yes, I've read Beneath Sheep's Clothing. I surely have. And it's a good book. I think I learned a lot from it. Anyway, we got that out of the way, and that's our one donor, Steve from Baltimore, Bloody Baltimore. I might read. I think sometimes he calls it the People's Republic of Baltimore. Quick outline here for bringing the guest on. This first month, we're still in the Charlottesville month. Hopefully next week, hopefully we can get Simon Roach on, Gene Andrews, and Rich Hamblin on all at the same time. We're working on that. We have to call Simon. He's the one hard to get a hold of because he's 7 hours later than us. Like right now, it's 10:10 p.m. there in South Africa. That's what we're going to do next week. Also, tonight we have Greg and Amy. I'm really excited to have a marital couple on. They were veterans of the Battle of Charlottesville, and I'm so honored to have them on. Second hour will be Sister Nancy the Bell Cow and my little sister. She's my older sister, and my little sister Monica Braveheart Schaefer. They'll be coming on. They're going to be pretty much running ramrod in hour two. Hour three, we'll have Miss Kay Rubicek back on for an encore. She did really well last night. Our fellow from Baltimore, I'm calling him Steve. Let me see. This because we have another guy from up there in Maryland, too. Yeah, Baltimore Steve. We have another guy from Baltimore. I get mixed up sometimes. Anyway, people, so much for that. Listen, we have, like I said, we had our marital couple on coming in just a few minutes. And before we bring them on, you might know, and I don't like to say I, me, because ego is one of the worst things you can have. I guess everybody needs a little bit, but too much is poison. But we have our motto at Blood River Radio is give them the black flag. No quarter, give them the black flag, whichever way you want to go. And one of the great generals of the Confederacy, he used that term, and he'll tell you why. Anyway, so if you will, Miss Teenage America, roll that clip.
You'll excuse me, gentlemen.
Lieutenant Colonel Stewart reporting for duty, sir.
Colonel Stewart.
That's an impeccable hat, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Tell me, Colonel Stewart, use tobacco?
No, sir.
Not in any form.
Neither do I. Find I like it too much. Sit down.
I understand from your record that you are West Point, class of 54.
Served since in the cavalry, Fort Clark, Texas. Operations against Apache, Comanche. Most impressive, you are native Virginian.
Fought with Longstreet mules, sir. Nasty business. Merciless climate. Glad to be home, sir. The Apache were defending their homes as we will be defending ours. If we fight as well as the Apache, I pity the Yankee invader.
General Stewart, if I had my way, we would show no quarter to the enemy. No more than the Redskins showed your troopers. The black flag, sir. If the North triumphs, it is not alone the destruction of our property. It is the prelude to anarchy, infidelity, the ultimate loss of free and responsible government on this continent. It is the triumph of commerce, the banks, factories. We should meet the federal invader on the outer verge of just and right defense and raise at once the black flag. No quarter to the violators of our homes and firesides. Our political leadership in Richmond is too timid to face the reality of this coming war. They should look to the Bible. It is full of such wars. Only the black flag will bring the North quickly to its senses and rapidly end the war.
Well, Colonel, one way or the other, the South will give them a warm reception.
You'll be in charge of the cavalry in the Harpers Ferry District. Your experience and your zeal will be invaluable.
Thank you, sir. And Colonel, know that I will tell my men always to gallop toward the enemy, but trot away.
Trot.
That sums it up. Thank you so much, Miss Lizzie, for playing that. That sums up, if you want to know what Blood River Radio stands for, that's what we stand for. Give them the black flag, no quarter, because they won't give us any quarter. People, we're just about going to our first break, but before we do, I'm going to try to introduce our guest, and then the second segment will be all them. How are you doing tonight there, Greg and Amy? Go ahead, Greg.
We're honored to be on. That's a hard act to follow, Stonewall.
He Stonewall was the ultimate badass. And I'm really proud to have you, and I'm very proud to have Miss Amy. How are you doing tonight, Miss Amy?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you for having us on your radio show today. We appreciate it.
Well, it's my honor, my privilege to have you on. I respect you people so much. I really do. And although I have only seen you one time, I love both of y'all as brothers and sisters. I really do. That's just the way I am, a real emotional guy. But we'll be going to a break any second. And but before we do, I'll just well, there we go. Be right back, folks. We got these wonderful people coming in. They were a husband-wife team, veterans of the Battle of Charlottesville back in August of 2017. Be right back, folks.
Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm going to shut up now. We're going to go to our first guest, Miss Amy. Amy, a far western state, and she traveled, I would say, at least 2,000 miles afoot, going to Charlottesville, Virginia, that day, August the 12th, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2017. So, Miss Amy, give us a little bit. Your recollection, what it was like going from your home state to Charlottesville, anything you would like to talk about, how long it took you, if you had any sense of how bad it was going to be there, anything like that, and then we'll get the other questions later on. So go ahead, Miss Amy.
Okay. Well, before that, we attended the League of the South convention in Alabama, and they were talking about it then. And, you know, we work hard to save money to take a vacation like that. And, we kind of spent what we spent, and we come home, and I have had a pull to the Southern people. I have Southern heritage, and I felt so deep in my heart that this is something we really needed to do to stand shoulder to shoulder with our brothers and sisters in Charlottesville and support them. We're not there for day-to-day things, because we live so far away. And I just got online, booked our trip, and then I informed my husband that we're going. But during that time, I had surgery and my Achilles tendon was separated and put back together. And so I was on a knee scooter and I felt so bad that I was not going to be able to march into Charlottesville with everybody. So I stayed back at base camp and with a few others and our security team, which were wonderful. And we had a live stream and we were watching and then all of a sudden it just went blank. And the fear that you felt just overwhelmed me. I was so worried, you know, are we going to see everybody alive? Is everyone going to come back safe? And not everybody came back at one time. That, you know, you guys were dispersed in all different directions down there. And so everybody trickled in little by little and you were taking a head count as everybody came in to make sure they were safe. And of course, everybody had battle wounds and, you know, sprayed with feces and just, it was a sad sight. You know, I had high hopes that it was going to be a success, that we would be able to retain the statue in Lee Park, and they worked against us. And it's a sad thing to see that you go through everything legally and you get your permits and they tear you apart.
You're doing a wonderful job. You really are. You're doing one of the better descriptions that we've had. Anything else you'd like to ask about your live stream going dead?
Well, you know, we're in an area that it was kind of touch and go anyway with internet. And so when we got that live stream, you know, that was our way of knowing that, you know, what was going on, what was the play by play. And once it went, I started texting my husband. I'm like, what's going on? I'm coming down there, which I don't know how I would have got down there. I couldn't drive, but I could have scooted down there, I guess. But he kept saying, no, no, no. And I'm like, I'm worried sick. I want to be there. And he said, Amy, if you were there, they would have ate you alive because you wouldn't have been able to defend yourself. They were going after everybody and anybody. And it was a free-for-all, you know. Our side was expected to follow the rules and respect the laws, but they turned these animals loose and let them have free reign. There was no answering for their decisions. There's no consequences for that side. We were all held to the rope with what happened. The kids that defended others to protect the lives of their elders are sitting in prison today.
Yes.
And that's so wrong. That goes against every moral code that there is. And this is loose to do what he feels like he wants to do. No consequences for the evil beings that contributed to all these horrible things happening. And that's the world we're living in today. Evil is becoming good and good is becoming evil. And that's the fight we have on our hands today.
Absolutely. Go ahead. You're doing great. You're doing wonderful.
Well, when, you know, as we came back, as everybody trickled back in, I seen my husband come in and I told him, I said, I want to go down there. I want to see what it is. I want to get a sense of what you went through. And he argued with me and refused. And I said, we're going. And so we loaded up and we drove back down there. And I have never heard. I think you would have to be in the depths of hell to understand the sounds that were coming out of that town. It was dark. It was cringy, scary. I felt part of my soul just tighten up because I knew the evil that was surrounding us down there. It was when we decided to get out of there, you know, they had everything blocked off. And of course, you know, we're not from there. So we're depending on the GPS on my phone, which was almost dead. I didn't have the charger in the car. And you had this evil entity all around you. And my phone goes dead. And I just said, you know, God willing, get us out of here and somewhere safe, you know, where we can recognize landmarks to get back to base camp. And we were led out of there by the grace of God, and we got ourselves back. But I just felt like I had to experience something of what my husband went through. You know, I could see on the live feed for a few bits of what was going on. We could get text messages from some people coming through of what was going on, you know, but where we were, we had no TV. You know, we pretty much had to rely on our phones and what services we could get when we could get them. And so I wanted to be a part of that. I just wanted to know what our people went through. And I think once you guys were able to get out of there and get back safe, I think that's when all the evil was released. I think once they were able to take over down there, that's the part I witnessed and I heard of their celebration, their groans, their, I'm trying to explain it the best I can to you, because I don't know, you know, once you guys were out of there, you didn't go back down. So there, I don't know how many people know what happened after that, but that, I mean, that's what I witnessed and what, you know, I just feel that now that town, Charlottesville, is never, won't ever, ever be the same. It was taken over that day completely by the evil entity that was allowed to be opened up there that day.
You were doing an amazing job. I would like to say you were the second person, Miss Amy, you're really the only one that I know that went back down into there after that battle was over. We have one friend of ours, Peter Scoop Stanton. He drove close to the place. But you raised something that made my spine tingle. I felt some of the very evil spirits type stuff that you're talking about. I'll tell you what, you're really on fire, lady. We were marching into Lee Park. I think I brought this up the last time we talked about Charlottesville last week. There was this woman, and I'm going to go ahead and say it. She was a bitch from hell. I'm not a very big guy, but I'm not tiny. I'm not as big as I used to be. I'm going to say, well, as soon as we come back, this hour is flying by. As soon as we come back, I'll tell you about some evil, a demon-possessed woman I saw. It meshes what you've seen, but I'm going to get back to what you're talking about, but it's the evil spirit. Be right back, folks.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports the Navy still struggling to build affordable warships.
Among the numerous challenges obstructing its efforts are a serious shortage of skilled workers. Other challenges include poor shipyard employee retention, last-minute design changes, and the Pentagon's shifting priorities. Eric Labs, a longtime naval analyst at the Congressional Budget Office, says the shipbuilding industry is in its worst state in 25 years.
Changes may be coming to the Golden State. California Governor Gavin Newsom signing that bipartisan package of 10 bills to crack down on retail theft. Now, the measure includes some of the most consequential laws to tackle professional crime rings in years. However, the package is controversial. Lawmakers hope that it might convince voters to reject a ballot measure that would make shoplifting a felony for repeat offenders. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Authorities in Germany lifting restrictions on water usage near a military base in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia after testing returned normal results.
Earlier this week, guards discovered a hole in an interior fence at a military site by Cologne Airport, close to the base's drinking water facilities. Their analysis did show some abnormalities. It comes as there's heightened concerns in Europe about potential acts of sabotage, with suspicion often falling on Russia, but no one's been detained in this latest case.
BBC correspondent Jessica Parker. Silvio Santos, a Brazilian TV personality known for a beaming smile, has died after a decades-long career. He was 93. Santos actually owned the TV network SBT and over the years had created a number of variety shows that he himself starred in. More on these stories at townhall.com.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I tell you what, I had chills going on my spine. We've got this gutsy lady. You're talking about guts, the person who won't go back into that hellhole after that battle. And we're going to go right back to her. I would like her, Miss Amy, to reiterate the part of evil played in that battle. And that's one part I've never heard anybody else really emphasize that except Miss Amy. But she nailed it. I saw it, probably not quite that strong because of right in the middle of the battle. And but anyway, without me taking up too much more space, Miss Amy, if you will, kind of go back over that. Tell us a little bit more about the evil and how you and you said you told me. Tell the audience what you told me. The source of power that those people in Charlottesville. Where did they get their source of power? And go ahead and expand upon the evil spirit it's the entity that you talked about. Go ahead, Miss Amy.
Well, the people would not be able to complete and have the strength alone to do what they did. They had to be fueled by Satan himself. They had to, you know, they were probably possessed with Satan's spirits. To be able to have the strength and the mobility and the power to do what they did, then, you know, you hear of Satan's angels. You know, they're his little pets that, you know, he turns loose and sure. And they overcome somebody and then you do his will because he's taken you over. And that's the plan that has been the plan for all time. You know, that's how he's turning the people against each other. You know, you can't be proud of being white anymore. You can't be proud of your heritage. You can't show what you fought for. You know, they have you out fighting for the bankers and the Jews and, you know, you're not fighting for your land. You're not fighting for your home. You're not fighting for your people anymore. You're fighting for them and you're fighting for Satan. You're not fighting for the Lord when you're going and doing their bidding. And I believe that's, you know, you've been taking these baby steps. Charlottesville was the day the baby started to really walk. And now they have just continued to push it forward and doing Satan's bidding for him. And, you know, and that's Satan's children. And, but to go back to the day that I made my husband take me back down there, and not everybody's witness. We got pretty close. We got down by the police station and stuff like that. I mean, you know, the minute he walked in, that's when I started telling him, you're taking me. So I think we got down there in a pretty good amount of time before they were able to really rope everything off. I mean, downtown, you know, I wanted to get down by the park. That's what I was wanting to do, but I was on that knee scooter and there was no way of us being able to navigate and get down there. But I wanted to know what y'all went through. I wanted, you know, I can say all day long, yeah, I went to Charlottesville. Well, did you know what happened? Well, not really. I was told. I kind of wanted an eyewitness account of what my brothers and sisters went up against. And when we went down there, like I said, the moans and the groans and the shouts and the noise coming out of that town was like when you were in the depths of hell. That's you know, you see these horror movies and things like that, and they have these sounds. Like, that's nothing to what I heard. that it was so far much worse than what any horror story could put in a movie.
And wow. Go ahead.
That's what the righteous went up against that day.
You know, I'm not going to this. If we were in court, somebody might say I was giving you a leading question, but I don't think it is. You know, Miss Amy, it's my belief that we've been taking over this country here a long time ago. The apparatus of this nation has been under communist control for quite some time. It's getting stronger and stronger. I fully believe that what we saw in Charlottesville was a display of raw power that the communist Bolshevik Jewish establishment exercised. You can ask rabbis. Rabbis will tell you that, and this is leading to a question, rabbis will tell you that communism, Bolshevikism, Satanism, and Judaism are all one and the same. There's been more than one rabbi say that, and they're proud of it. Do you believe, what do you think that the communism people, maybe relatively high up in the Communist Party, the communist structure, I don't even know if we have that much structure of official Communist Party USA anymore, but we probably do. But do you feel like that communism, Bolshevikism, and you already said Satanism, do you think they were exercising their hand there? And did you think that precluded or gave a preview of what's happening today in 2024 with our communist takeover?
I agree. I think it does. I think it did.
I could not agree more.
I think all of it's rolled into one.
You know, do you think they that, and I hope I'm missing the leading question, we probably, Paul Fromm, you may know Paul Fromm, he dissected Charlottesville about as good as anybody ever seen. He wasn't there, but he's the political wise. I think Charlottesville, and I'll ask you, does Charlottesville, what connection does it have with January 6th? Was it a display of the massive, massive, brutal overreach of a tyrannical government to smash down, tromp down any display of resistance by we the people trying to protest and exercise our rights, our God-given rights, constitutional rights, which we're supposed to live under a constitutional republic. Is that what was on display there? And will we ever be able to rise? Will there ever be another Charlottesville? And have we learned anything from that, Miss Amy?
Yeah, I don't think there'll ever be another Charlottesville. I think, and I'm going to be brutally honest, it scared a lot of the people away. I think they looked evil in the eye, and it scared them. A lot of people lost their jobs. They're standing in the community. And that was too much for them to take. I'm sorry. When you're standing on the side of the Lord, nothing should save you. Yes, we're human. We're flesh and bone. But the Lord is worth fighting for. And what is our true goal? And what is our prize at the end? Is to stand next to God and be told, job well done. Now, I'm not the best speaker. But people are stand for what they want to stand for when it doesn't create any problems. And then when you have people that go in and take a stand, and when the wrath comes down and it's too much, you'll still have some standing, but you'll still have some that run away. And with Charlottesville and January 6th, a lot of people paid the price and was put away. And a lot of them are still standing on the right side of God and saying they did, you know, you look at the ones that are in prison today that went to Charlottesville. They're taking their bumps and bruises, but down deep in their heart, they know what they did was right. And I don't think they would change what they did.
I say we've got to go to a quick break. And when we come back, I'll ask you one more question. But before we run completely out of time, I would like to ask your husband, Greg, about he noticed something suspicious about the police station that you referenced. Be right back, people.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom. And they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm just on the edge of my seat, so we're going to go right back. I was going to ask Amy a quick question. She said that I'll let Miss Amy say. Miss Amy, what was your observation about, there must have been 20, at least 12 to 15 various types of right-wing groups up there. They had the National Socialist. They had Identity Europa, League of the South, of course. I don't know. I don't think the Klan was there, but they had many of them. Some of them I hadn't even heard of. But as far as the number of organizations we had active that day, Miss Amy, you talked about some people probably losing their courage. If you will, tell people what you saw and compare and contrast the courageousness, the courageous people with the cowardice people. Were they exposed that day in Charlottesville, exposed in January 6th? And my last question, if it's into confusing, if we have another Charlottesville, and I sincerely pray we could, what did we learn from Charlottesville? What should we do different if we have a replay in Charlottesville, Miss Amy?
Well, I think we're ever fortunate enough to have another one, I would say to each its own. All rules aside, Like you said, you know, it's all or nothing. And take no quarter. And that's what it's going to take. And, you know, you've got to have people that can stand with you and go all the way. I don't know how you fleshed that out to see if they could do it. You know, I thought pretty much everybody that was there was in it to win it. And we lost them. And that's sad. You know, we respect all of them that, took on the day and, I don't know. I know I probably sound cold-hearted when I say it, but you have to stand for something or you stand for nothing.
Bingo.
And so, I mean, when we got back from Charlottesville, I had to go grocery shopping, and I had a shirt on that said, "My faith, my folk, my flag."
And God bless you. God bless you for saying that.
And I was verbally accosted in a grocery store. And I don't know what this man thought, that because I'm a woman, he was going to be able to intimidate me. But he did not intimidate me. I stood my ground, and I came right back at him. And
bless your heart.
And, you know, my husband was, you know, a couple aisles over, and he heard me. I was getting louder and louder at him, and he come around the corner. And by that time, the guy was already gone, and Greg went looking for him. But I said, you know, I handled it.
Bless your heart.
I am going to stand because, you know, Charlottesville just happened. It was all over CNN and NBC and all the lies that they were spewing about it. And I pretty much gave him an education right then and there. And I said, "You're barking up the wrong tree." I said, "You want to believe the lies and the crap that they're spewing over TV when it was all lies?" They edited every video they had to turn it around to make it look like it was y'all's fault. And, you know, they were just the innocent side and, you know, Black Lives Matter and all that BS. And he shrunk, tucked his tail, and ran. And stand up to it. You know, not a month ago, I was attacked at a natural food store because I had a Confederate flag screen on my husband's Jeep. And this woman was from the South, and she started saying she left the South because they're all racist pigs down there and all lives matter. And, you know, I was in my own zone. I really wasn't paying attention. And then she turned to me and said, "You're racist." And I looked at her. I said, "Oh, you talking to me?" I said, "Well, listen here." And I just went off. And she ran out of the store. And when she said I was racist, I just looked at her and I said, "You know what? Yes, I am."
You know what I tell them, Miss Amy? I always tell them, you know what? Your idea of racist, I fully own that, and I'm going to give them a title. In fact, I told a fellow this long ago. But you're a race-trading Judas goat. I'll repeat it. You're a Judas goat race trader, and you're no better, excuse my language, you're no better than a bitch dog. I'm getting carried away now. Miss Amy, before we go to your husband right quick, like if we run out of time, we'll hold all over one segment. I hope our co-host in the second hour don't get mad, because I know Greg might want to ask He might want to ask Miss Nancy a question, and we do that here. But Miss Amy, would you like to address what do you think about men that prior to New Orleans, prior to Pikeville, Kentucky, prior to Charlottesville, they were supposed to be brothers of ours, and they said we were making a mistake. We shouldn't do street operations. They don't even wear, don't want to wear the uniform of the League of the South. And these are grown men, supposed to be badass men. And you, lady, Miss Amy, you're a lady. What would you like to say to them before we go, Greg?
Don't hide.
I would think they're shamed, but you know, I don't think those people can be shamed. I really don't. Miss Amy, yeah. God bless you. We got to go to Greg. We're almost out of time. Greg, would you like to ask Miss Nancy a question when we come back the second hour?
Well, I just what I seen, you know, and what like you said, what I have noticed since then.
That'll fit right in with our program, especially from last week, because Miss Nancy did. She did a good bit of research on Janesville, but when we come back, we can just act like you're a caller, and you can ask her that question, and then y'all can go. But Miss Amy, you have really impressed me. I would dearly love to get you back on again. And also, we'll have to get old Greg worked in there some kind of way. You know, the same thing happened with Rand's wife. Rand's wife came on and said, "My Lord, she's better than you and me put together, Rand. I mean, she's a natural. You're a natural, Miss Amy. Go ahead, Greg.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said you're a natural. You remind me, you know, Rand Owens, he's one of our co-hosts. He's cutting hay today down in South Alabama. But his wife came on only one time, Miss Patty, a precious lady. She was a veteran of Charlottesville. And she was marching very close to the curb. And it's a thousand wonders she didn't get waylaid. But we went into Lee Park. She was out kind of on the fringe by herself. But I told Rand that Miss Patty stole his job, man, and stole mine just about. You really knocked it out of the park. But what we'll do, we'll hold you back over. We'll long enough for Greg to ask Miss Nancy a question. It won't take a couple minutes. You can give him your take on the ambulances, on the police station, and what you saw about the James Field situation. And she can answer you off the air, whatever, because they have a full program plan tonight. The Braveheart, and I call her the bell cow. Sometimes we call her the bluegrass buzzsaw. But I would like you to ask her that question. I'd like you to give her your statement about that, what you believe, what you witnessed with your own eyes, and what you think's happened since then, et cetera, et cetera. It had to do with the so-called. With the assassination of the assassination attempt of Trump, I don't know. I hear now they're getting ready to send him to prison, so I don't know. He's supposed to have a sentencing coming up. I thought he'd escaped all that stuff by the Supreme Court, but what I'm hearing, no, they're coming back getting him. But Miss Amy, we probably have 60 seconds left, 45 seconds left. Would you like to say something before we go to second hour?
Oh, sure, I was just going to, you know, when I said don't hide with the people that dropped out, that shows your character. You know?
Character. Yeah.
And you don't need them in your ranks because they're not going to be able to stand on their own two feet.
Miss Amy, some of them never got into it. Some of them stayed back with their mamas and their wives and their sisters, and they shamed people like us, like me and Greg and you, for going there. They said, "Oh, it was so wrongful. We're so violent." I say, "To hell with them." People were transitioning into the second hour. We're going to pick up the bell cow and the one and only Miss Braveheart. Be right back, folks.